Good morning. 7:51 a.m. October the 15th, a Thursday. This is the kids' early morning. Getting moving this morning was a bit of a challenge. We were up late last night because the opening night of the play, 12 Angry Jurors. It's amazing how nuanced a group of high school kids can perform what's actually a very difficult play. It's a murder trial, and it's inside the jury deliberation room for those of you who aren't on it. It's an interesting choice. Brian Humphrey is the director and the leader of the Thespian Troop 657. He's picked a really, really good, really troubling kind of play for the fall stage production. The spring musical is going to be The Wedding Singer, but this one's got bones. This one's got meat on the bones. This one is... It's the 50s. It's set in the 50s, and the costuming was really quite good. There's costuming, the whole presentation. It was done in the round. We all sat on stage. Actors, audience, everybody was on the stage. It was staggering. It was wonderful. But it was interesting from the perspective of getting particularly the high school kids to look at the idea of innocent until proven guilty, given the degree to which we, and I include myself here, we have a tendency with social media to pile on without actually a hell of a lot of evidence. Innocent until proven guilty. And there's some great lines that, well, the prosecution or the defense didn't prove he didn't do it. And the response is, well, the defense doesn't need to prove he didn't do it. They only need to raise enough suppositions that perhaps he didn't do it. And if you have a reasonable level of doubt, then you have to acquit him. Being found not guilty doesn't mean he didn't do it. Being found not guilty just means the prosecutor didn't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. And I've actually been on a number of trials. I remember now if it's two or three. One of them was a capital murder trial. I have sat with the jury as a member of the jury in a capital murder trial years ago. And the kids did a really good job because I'm sure they're too young. I'm sure they're too young to have been on jury duty. I don't know that many people who have been, really. A lot of people who have been don't talk about it. It's not one of those things that comes up in conversation a lot. But they did a very good job with, and you know, part of it is good writing, but they did a really good job of separating out the 12 who had to decide whether or not this kid killed his father. And the aspects of it that contributed to doubt. And reasonable doubt. What's a reasonable doubt? It was a wonderful... It was a wonderful presentation. It was... masterfully staged. Kudos to Brian. It was amazing acting. And it's particularly interesting for me because I'm sitting there looking at kids that I've known for 10, 15 years. So I have a couple of them. One of them was my daughter, who had a very difficult role that didn't have very many lines. And, she did pretty well. She did very well. I mean, who am I kidding? Proud papa. But watching some of the others, the neighbor kid who played the angriest man, and the other kid that I've known since he was, who was he? He was Willy Wonka. Pretty sure. When the middle schooler's dead, it's a kid's version of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And he was Willy Wonka. And I've seen him in all kinds of things since then. Big parts, bit parts. It's interesting to watch him grow. And watching this other guy, who the neighbor kid, who has frequently been given comedic roles because he's got a great sense of comedic timing. To have not a comedic role, to have a very heavy role, to have a very dense role. And he executed it just amazing. So yeah, I went to see it. And I'm going to go again tonight and tomorrow night and Saturday night. And because we were out at the play got out relatively early. But then we had to wait for the green room, for feedback from the director, for all the stuff that had to happen in the post-show. So we didn't get home until well past 10. Well, no, it was nearly 10. It was 11 before I got to sleep. Adjusted my hat, sorry for the rattle. So I didn't get... And then today is the early day, so I had to get her up at 5:45, which meant I had to get up at something before 5:45. And I did. I got up at 5:40. I had time to pee and swallow one mouthful of coffee before I had to wake her up. And of course this morning she wanted French toast and bacon. Now, I don't blame her with the bacon. And French toast is certainly delicious. But other than pancakes, that's probably the longest, most complex breakfast prep that I have to do is French toast and bacon. French toast isn't too bad. It's trying to time it with the bacon, which means I have to have two pans going. I have to time the bacon so that when the bacon comes out, it's still hot when it goes in the plate with still hot French toast, which is, it's a bit of a challenge in terms of timing. So it was like a 25-minute breakfast prep this morning, which gave her about 10 minutes to eat it, and she did. That was loud. So, I took her to school, I've been to the grocery store, I've got stuff to fix for dinner tonight. We're going to have an early dinner so she can eat and be back at school by 5. They've got to do the ceremonial mounting of the signed poster. And then start getting ready. Makeup takes quite a long time. There is an elaborate makeup, which I didn't quite understand until the end of the show, and I realized what was going on with the makeup. I thought for a long time, and I still think that it's sort of being presented as kind of a black and white TV sort of motif. Everything is black, everything is gray, everything is, and their makeup on their faces, their hands, it's all grayed out. It's all, rich makeup is black. And yet there are a couple of people who have accents, bright colored accents. Monk post. So it's not strictly black and white. And it's also, it's interesting, the ones who have red accents are the angriest. And the more red they have, the more angrier they are. I didn't notice that last night, but it's true. There's a girl with a royal purple hair. It's not really purple. It's the color I'm looking for. It's almost a wine red with a hint of blue on it. And she stood out, but I don't think it was intentional. I think it was one of those. This is what she has to. It's her hair, and they can't really do much with it, so they just worked around it. But then the guy who came in and said, and started the not guilty, he was the only one who wasn't ready to convict as soon as they walked into the jury room. He didn't have the white face. He didn't have the gray. He was in full color. He was dressed in a brown suit. He was very, very human. And he was the voice of reason. He was the voice of doubt. So it was just, I'm over halfway back, and I just can't seem to stop talking about it. So yeah, it was a good play. Well done, and I enjoyed it. $13.28. Okay, I'm gonna stick this in my pocket because I keep catching the cord on my jacket. So Ashes has started its decline. The Amazon sent out a little hot new releases in Kindle United, Kindle Unlimited, whatever it is, and that kind of gave me a bit of a boost the last couple of days. But it's starting to slide down. It's had a good run. It's been over a week. Where it's performed very, very well. I can't really complain. It will fall off a cliff at around the end of the month. And I expect it to drop down into the thousands, if it's not there already by then. But the other books are doing well. People are still discovering Ashes is out, which is good, which means there's still people who haven't gotten the word, which means I haven't really spread the word as far as I might have, could have, should have, might have. I do need to get ready for a promotional push in November. I also need to get this next book going. I don't believe it's going to happen today. Quite frankly, I really don't believe it's going to happen today. I might be wrong. But I need food. I need to get back to the house and get some food. I need to take my shoes off for a bit and get some coffee. And I have to go back and pick her up at 10:45. I've already been to the grocery store, so I don't have that to deal with later. But I do need food. I do need some complex carbohydrates. And then I've got a kitchen to clean up. A kitchen that is a mess because I had to make bacon. But I should be able to get that done by 9. Which is when the alarm goes off that tells me it's time to start working. I'll have an hour and a half maybe before I have to move again. Yeah, I might be able to get 1,000 words in. That would be good. If I can focus. My head is telling me odd things today. It's everything is sort of foggy. Nice morning. It's supposed to be cold tonight. It's supposed to, there's a freeze warning on for tonight. So, you know, 40 degrees, 45 degrees is probably not going to be what I find tomorrow morning. Particularly if I manage to get my act together and go out at 7 o'clock. So I'm back in time to take her to school. Tomorrow's Friday. Today's Thursday. Did I say Thursday this morning? Thursday, October 15th. I forget. I maybe didn't say Thursday. I'm pretty sure I said October 15th. So we'll call that good. Anyway. The marching band, just vaguely. It's hard to hear over the leaf blower. I was blowing leaves at 8 in the morning. That's rude. Good morning. Sign, it says. Interesting. There's a marking on the grass there by the corner of the park. It says sign. Maybe they're going to put in a sign. I'm not sure what kind of sign or why, but maybe they're going to put in a sign. Almost back. And I'm really ready to sit down and to take the load off, at least for a little bit. I have to decide what I'm going to have for breakfast. I have choices, and I already have a mess, so I can't really make it much worse. Maybe I'll have something delicious. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.